Bumblebees are in drastic decline across Europe and North America, according to a new study. Scientists say the population of bumblebees has declined by a third since the 1970s, and this is consistent with a mass extinction. I've been speaking to biologist and environmental consultant Aina Ní Lána, who's been telling me about this study.
Well, this study that is telling us about bees in America, that the bumblebees in America are actually declining at an alarming rate, and that they have been reduced by 50-60% since the 1970s, which is not a bit surprising. And when you consider what they're doing to things in America, I mean, these are bumblebees. Now, we know about the honeybees and colony collapse, but what happens is America is a country indeed where they use huge amounts of sprays and insecticides, and as a consequence, if you use neonicotinoids, which are the sprays that are taken up by the plant in all its parts, then when the bees go to get pollen, when the bees go to get nectar, the neonicotinoids are in those. I mean, even over in California where they have the almond trees, where everybody wants to be drinking almond milk now because they think they're saving the world, they're actually encouraging the death of thousands of bees, millions of bees, because they go to pollinate the almond trees, which are sprayed off the face of the earth to make sure there's no weeds or nasty things growing there. So that's the first thing. Now, we have then three things. We have actually got the lack of flowers in general, which is where the bumblebees will live. If you think about Ireland, for example, now it's been really warm for the last month and the bumblebees are out. In fact, there's one species now that doesn't hibernate at all. It actually, the buff-tailed bumblebee, I was looking at it the other day. Now, when it comes out this time of the year, what's it going to go to? Daffodils? Daffodils are pure useless for bumblebees. The pollen is not good. There's no nectar in them. So you want to leave dandelions there. And yet we call dandelions rude names like weeds, and we want to get rid of them. We should leave our dandelions. So how will you have your bumblebees to pollinate your fruits and plants if you don't keep them going for their whole life cycle?
So people should not be planting bedding plants or things like that. They should be leaving their gardens grow wild. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, to a certain extent. I mean, some of the things you can plant are really good. I mean, herbs, for example, which you plant, things like lavender, fusola, these are all good. But bees can't see red. So no red flowers. Bees can't see red. There are no wild red flowers except for poppies, which bees can see through ultraviolet light. But things like roses and nasturtiums and geraniums and all these red flowers that look wonderful in John Hine postcards, they're not the ones you want. So you need to have flowers that the bees will be able to feed on and therefore be able to produce enough to keep them going. We've got 20 species of bumblebees in Ireland and they're under threat. I mean, they actually build their nests, a lot of them in the ground, hay fields, nests.
Yes.
Now, if you're giving it a number one haircut for silage, that's not going to be the habitat that the bees are going to be able to colonise anymore. So our agricultural practices are doing it. And of course, then climate change as well, more carbon in the atmosphere. And how do you get carbon out of the atmosphere? Plant trees.
And the key thing here, of course, is that the bee populations are important because the bees pollinate the plants. And without plants, you can't have animals or people surviving.
Well, this is the thing. And when it eventually has dawned on us that we're not going to be able to eat anything, only the stuff that's pollinated by the wind, because the wind does the job too, and the wind doesn't care about things like this. So we'll all be eating oats and spuds and bread, and that'll be at the wind-pollinated grass plants. But the other ones, two-thirds of our food are pollinated by insects, by pollinators. So when it eventually dawns on us that we're not going to have this, we might do something for the bees. So it's only when it hits us as a population, selfishly, we might do something. But at least we better do something quicker. We'll not have any.
That was biologist Aina Ní Lána speaking to me earlier.